So welcome. Today is Monday
11.
Thank you. And I will share my screen. Okay. And I was trying to fix this before we began, but I got a little bit out of order. On Friday, we're talking about writing functions. We should really talk about conditionals first. So I'm going to swap around the variable scope and conditionals. And if I do well, maybe I can get through both of these. So we'll see how I can do with the conditionals. Basically, how did we do get a program to do different things or conditionals? A lot of times they're if-then statements or if-then-else statements. We need to learn how to trace the execution of these conditional statements through the loops. So I kind of showed you a couple of them on Friday. So this lesson should have kind of went before that one. But I'm assuming everybody has their Jupyter Hub open, and I haven't made my new launcher yet. So I was going to open that open a new launcher here, Python 3, rename it, and I've been calling these sessions, today's the 11th, as Shankle said. Did I rename the wrong session? Sorry, rename the wrong notebook here. 08. I want to rename this one to be session 2002-05-11. And then we'll call this one the session name here. So didn't have this set up to begin with, so I didn't know what date it was. But we'll call this lesson conditionals. And if I could spell it right. Okay, probably one of the easier things to do is conditional statements or if then, but we haven't used them much. Except for Friday. So if statement is controls whether a block of code is executed. So we a lot of times call them if statements, but more properly called conditional statements. So it's similar to the for loop that we talked about before. So we can set some variables here, mass equals 354. If mass is greater than 3.0, and I gotta spell my if right. If mass is greater than that, colon, then indents it, print mass is large. We can then set the mass equal to 2.07, repeat the same conditional statement. So I have it up there, I'll copy and paste it. And we run that code. And so what happens here when the mass is greater than 3, which it is at the first time through the loop, you print this statement, but not this one. When it is not true, you don't print the statement in the block. We can use them inside of loops very easily. Mass, let's set an array of variables, or sorry, a list. When I'm talking in Python terminologies. So you can create a list of them, and that works. And then let's do a for loop. And if mass is greater than 3.0, print m is. So how many times will this print out? There's only two of these that are above that. So she get two print statements. And you see that you got the for loop starts here. Then you got your if statement indented. So you got two indentions on this. So we can add to that a simple else statement. So if we added the same conditionals, and I just put in another one, and go back and say else, and print mass is small, we can write that out. So you get one that are large and ones that are small, and you'll see that every time through the loop, either the first one or the second one is true. You could do multiple tests on this with the else if statement. So let's see how that works. Copy the same set of conditions, but let's say mass is greater than 9, and we'll say it is huge. And then let's put in this else if. Mass is greater than 0.0. And then you can say print m is large. That work. So if the first statement else if, that or the final one. So if it's greater than 9, you get this one. Else if it's greater than this, you get that. Or you have the final solution for large, small, huge, for all the 5 masses. So the test once in order, from top to bottom. So the ordering obviously matters to how you write the code. So it doesn't go back and reevaluate. So give you an example code here on the use of, if we have the grade is equal to 85, and then we check greater than 70, greater than 80, greater than 90. And so does someone want to tell me what this is going to print? Is a grade a C, a B, or an A? So why don't you text me, C, B, or A is going to be the grade. Without running a code, what do you think? Everybody there? Give me a little text message. Hey, I got one person. Okay, I got 3 different answers so far. So the answer is great as a C, because it goes through this one, it is true, and then it doesn't evaluate the other statements. So it's not both of them that are true. It's just this first one, and then it falls out of the loop. So the order matters. So it's not like it goes through and reevaluates the other ones to see if the other statements are true. Okay, got another example here. I think I just show you I'll do the code up a little bit, show you how to see if you can type this. Velocity equals 10.0. We'll do a for loop in the range of 5. So we execute over loop 5 times. Print I, and then we're gonna do colon. Velocity. So we have that print statement in there. Let's add some value to print the velocity. Oh, sorry. We need our if statement. So let's do an if velocity greater than 20. And then if it's greater than 20, let's do something. Print, it's moving too fast. So that's what we're printing. And then velocity equals velocity minus 5. So we're going to subtract 5 from this. And then we got to go back else. If that's not true, if it's not greater than 20, let's do something different. Print. Moving too slow. We have that velocity equals velocity plus 10. And then we'll print out the final what the final velocity is. So it's going to go through it 5 times, starts out with 10, and let's see what types of velocities we get. Moving too slow, you add the 10, you get 20. Still moving too slow, you get the 30. Then you subtract 5, you subtract 5 again, and then it's moving too slow, you get up to 30 again. So keeps moving with these if-then statements as you go through the loop. So this can get complicated when you have something where you can do ands and ors in your if statements. So you can get different functions on if you want multiple things to be true. So A and B or B or C, you can do them together. So let's see a code here where we have mass equals 3.54, 2.07, 9.92, 1.86. 1.71. So we have the masses and the velocity. is equal to another set, another list. Okay, we got another list. And then I'm going to use a I for loop variable. And if the mass I, so that's our index for our list, greater than 5, and we gotta do something. Print fast, heavy object duck. So else if mass I greater than 2 and mass I less than and or equal, so less than, and this includes the 5, less than equal to 20. And I forgot my close bracket here. So print now, and I did my else if wrong. Doesn't show up green. No more traffic. And mass I less than equal to 2 and velocity I, let's do this, greater than, well, less than equal to 20. When slow light object, ignore it. And I forgot my parentheses at the beginning. So we do that. And else, oops, go back and do my else. Print so we'll do that, see if I got this all right, and I didn't. So else if somebody had to tell me what's wrong with my code.
I think when you
two people. What's wrong with my line? Mass.
Oh, I think when you declared velocity, you might have spelled it wrong.
Oh. Yeah. Typed it wrong. There we go. Gotta look up at that. So it gets a little bit confusing when you have these and or statements together. If you want to put, let's see, these are all ands. But if you put something where you have a if-then statement, so if you have if mass I, that's then equal to 2, or mass I greater than equal to 5. You put them in the parentheses, and then you do your and. Velocity I greater than 20. So that you have these parentheses that enclose that this is one block and this is the other. So it's very easy to tell. And you can even put in a second one here. Well, doesn't really pay to put it in the just the if you don't have two statements, but you enclose the statement so you know which two go together with the parentheses. And so make sure you do that, makes it easier to read. So first exercise here, what do you think without running a code, if we have the following type of code, can you tell me what this is going to do? What pressure is going to be printed out? Text me your answers for what pressure will be printed here. Okay, everybody's giving me an answer. No, two people gave me answers. Anybody else? It's going to be 25 is the answer because pressure is greater than 50 and it simply just prints that out. And the rest of the statement doesn't matter. The else if doesn't matter. So another example here, if you can do, send me the values of the code if you have to fill in the following here. So let me fill this in and tell me where the underlines are within the for statement, maybe the four lines of code within the for statement. What should they be to find the largest and smallest value in the list, no matter what order the range of inputs are? So you got some value here, but we're not going to tell you what that is. It can be in any order. So what would you put in for the if in the range to get the right solution? I'll give you a few minutes to work on this. If you can text me the answer here or message me. So I'll give you the first line. Assume we have that type of data. It's in different orders, positive and negative values. So this is just another way of assigning two parameters at one time. So the question is, what goes in the in the if statement before the colon? See if someone can give me an answer to this. Try it. Anybody else working on it? Sorry, hold on. Need a hint?
A hint would be good.
A hint would be good. Okay. So the problem when you go through this, you got smallest and largest in here. So you got an if statement. So you want to check to see what happens the first time through the loop. Smallest, if that's equal to none, and largest is equal to none, then what should we do? We got to set the variables smallest, comma largest equals VB. And then what's the next statement? Would it be an else or would it be an else if? So that's only two choices there. And then what would you put in here? What variables? See if that's enough of a help. Not equal to, I think you can write not equal to with the exclamation equal. I agree that's a Python thing. Hey, I got one answer. Anybody else? I got another answer. So I think I got the two answers. So let's go here and say else. That'll be the next one. And I've got to end it with colon. Smallest equals min smallest comma v. So the minimum of the smallest value, and I only need one here, and then the largest equals max. So which one is the of them that it is, and then let's print the result of the code. So smallest value is 54 and the largest value is 100. So remember, it's always good, you got to check what they are the first time through the loop, because smallest won't equal anything. You can just say smallest equals this, but you can't do that the first time through, because smallest is equal to none. So that's why you need ifs, else, to check that case. Does that make sense? You got to check for the now case at the beginning. So the only time that this will actually happen is the first time through the loop. Of course, you could probably put none in here or something too. So, okay. Functions will often contain conditionals. There's a short example here of a definition of a function. So remember before, anyone want to tell me how we define a function? Word it out. Tell me what the how we start a definition of a function. Junko said it. Def. So we're going to figure out the quartile. And what did I do wrong here already? I got to run the whole code, life 14 colon. So if expression less than 58.41, we're going to do something. So this observation is in the first quartile. And then return one. So one for the first quartile. Else, if expression greater than or equal to 58.51 and expression less than 67.05. So this is the next one, return two. Likewise, elf is, now we gotta do the expression greater than equal. Now we take the value from the previous expression and it went 71.70. But I gotta put the expression is less than that. Return three, else if return four, and then so that's greater than the 71, and then I always have a something for this. Observation is bad data. So always check all cases when you do your else if, return none. So if you run that, so you always want to do all the cases so that you have four quartiles and check them, but check if you have some anything else, you still want to return a value. And oops, I got to do calculate life quartile 62 to show you that this actually works, so that we can do something. And of course, it gives you the right quartile of 2. And then you could loop over a bunch of variables. So we're going to do something else for the last key point here is something with pandas. So remember pandas, we read our data file in before. So let's read data equals PD read CSV. So reading the data, and then we're going to set a life quartile okay, and that's going to be equal to data, and then I'm going to put life data okay, and I didn't do that right yet. Life quartile apply. Oops, I forgot to put the in bracket in the right place. And I must not have crossed something. Oh, right here. Got to match your parentheses. Oh, and of course, we didn't have this, so we don't have PD define. So import pandas as PD. And then we can do that. So maybe. Oh, and the other thing is the data. Where's our data? Oh, I don't have that data file. So, well, better not run this as code then, because I don't have the data. Sorry, but the idea is if you had some data here, I guess, is that you have a function here and you're applying an if then within this function applied. So apply, we use apply to do what it says. Apply the calculated right quartile to a value of this column for every row in the data frame. I think I need some example data in terms of this data file. And I don't think I have that data in here. Should have skipped this example because I don't have the data file. So, okay, well, messed up on that one. Because I don't see, so, oh, I know, America. So wouldn't it be, if I do data, GDP, minor, GDP, America, like this. There, now it ran. Hey, I got it working. Thought we would have the data. Now, why can't I print out the data? Oh, print data. Oh, I think we need to do the same, right?
I don't think
this is defined, right?
Yeah, the life expectancy doesn't seem to be in GDP Americas.
I need to print out the data again. But this ran. But what? Can I do it like that?
Dave, does it matter if it says raw data instead of code?
Yeah. So I gotta go back to my code and see if my code would actually win. Oh, life. Do we have a how do I make a new cell? So, I can do that to print out the data I read, and we can print out life that in here. That's what Sean is saying, it's not in there. We need to do something else. Oh, I would have to do something GDP in a different year or something, right? We could do GDP per cap 1952, because that's in this data file. I think we need to put the same
I don't think the cap is GDP per cap.
No, I don't think this is going to work with this data file. So, bad example. Trying to figure out how to use the apply. That's going to return by one. So anyway, I'm showing you how you can try to figure out your code by just trying different things until you build up the command, but I think the problem is I don't understand. Well, that should work. I must be putting in the wrong. Oh, it's case sensitive. I think I had a capital C, right? Yeah, there I printed. No. Print data. Doing the same thing. Per.
I sent you one in the chat that works for me, I guess.
Oh. Apply. Yeah, I like Sean's solution here. Can I copy it directly from you, Sean? That's what I wanted to do, something like that. And I don't want this in here. So then I should print. That will work. Yeah, so the number, and then they're all four.
Yeah, because they're all over 71.7.
Okay, yeah. Well, I don't think the data goes wrong with this example too well. That's what I was trying to write. Okay. Well, anyway. Wrap this up finish up. If statements control whether or not a block of code is executed, we can use these inside of loops. If the if statement is not true, we want to do something else that's not true, use the else statement, and else case is based on the additional test cases. So that way you don't have to keep indenting it with different if statements. It's a nested if. And it's only executed until you come to a two test. So you need to make sure you can figure this out and test the data files. So anyway, with that, we're in the conditional ones, and on Wednesday, if I fix this up, we'll talk about we talked about conditionals today. We'll talk about variable scope, particularly in functions, and how we can, you know, if you have some common term like mass, how you can write a bunch of different functions that will all be able to use mass, and they don't all have to share, and how you share them and how they can be localized to the functions themselves. So we'll talk about variable scope, and then Friday we'll end with programming style, which is very important. So hopefully you can make it to the Friday lecture. And then I'll send out an agenda next Monday. No one really want to do Sunday, so I guess I'm open on Monday. So we'll do an all-day one on Monday for those that want to have an additional refresher or help me out with the new students. And I'll see if I can get through all these from like 9 to 6 or 9 to 5. So we have to put together a schedule and not take an hour for each one of these topics, and instead take less time. So I'm going to put together an agenda and send that out and hurry up and go through this very fast. And of course, I better put my conditionals before my writing functions. So we'll change on the order of that for this. So, okay. Anybody wants, I'm going to stop sharing my screen. And any questions before I end the recordings? I'm hearing no questions. I'll stop the recording and